Hey, hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual, your daily dose of cosmic wisdom and practical magic for navigating this wild ride called life. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to remind you that being neurodivergent isn't just about managing symptoms, it's about unlocking a whole new level of spiritual awareness. Now, today we're diving into something super juicy, embracing your emotional body as a spiritual practice. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like they are on a roller coaster that you can't control. You know that feeling when anxiety hits and suddenly your brain is spinning faster than a top, or joy bursts forth so intensely it feels almost overwhelming. We ADHD folks, we tend to feel things deeply. But what if instead of battling those emotions, we learn to embrace them? To see them as divine messages, guiding us on our unique spiritual path. That's right. We're talking about turning your emotional landscape into a sacred space. Because let me tell you, the journey to spiritual enlightenment isn't always about peaceful meditation and ethereal vibes. It's messy, it's raw, it's intensely human, and those emotions are key ingredients in the recipe for growth. So here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate your emotional body as a powerful spiritual practice. 1. Feel your feels. This one might seem obvious, but seriously, allow yourself to fully experience every emotion. Don't judge it, suppress it, or try to numb it. Just feel it. Let the anger rage, the sadness flow, the joy soar. It's all part of the tapestry of your being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't ignore a red light on the road, would you? Emotions are similar. They're signals from your inner wisdom. 2. Name that emotion. Get specific. Instead of saying, I feel bad, try I feel frustrated or I feel overwhelmed. Pinpointing the exact emotion helps you understand its root cause and respond with more clarity. It's like putting a label on that mysterious box in your attic. Suddenly, it's not so scary anymore. 3. Journal your way to clarity. Writing down your emotions can be incredibly cathartic. Get those thoughts and feelings out of your head and onto paper. Don't worry about grammar or making sense, just let it flow freely. It's like having a conversation with yourself, but on paper, where you can really delve deep into the why behind the how. 4. Movement is magic. Ever notice how a good workout can shift your mood? Physical activity releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that help regulate emotions. Find something that moves you, dancing, yoga, even a brisk walk, and let your body become a conduit for emotional release. It's like doing a reset button for your entire system. 5. Practice self-compassion. Remember, you are not your emotions. They come and go like waves on the ocean. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. You're human, it's okay to feel things deeply. Be gentle with yourself, breathe deep, and remember that even in the midst of chaos, there is always peace to be found within. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a networking event, surrounded by people talking about their successes, sharing business cards, all looking super confident. You're feeling overwhelmed, anxious, maybe even a little envious. Your heart is pounding, your palms are sweating, and you just want to escape to a quiet corner with a good book. Instead of letting that anxiety spiral out of control, remember these 5 key takeaways. Take a deep breath. Acknowledge those feelings. Wow, I'm feeling really anxious right now. Don't judge yourself, just observe. Maybe jot down a few thoughts in your 4 notes to release the pressure. Then try shifting your focus. Smile at someone, make eye contact, and engage in genuine conversation. Notice how moving your body and interacting with others can shift your energy. D. Embracing your emotions doesn't mean becoming a walking emotional roller coaster. It means understanding them, channeling them, and ultimately using them as powerful tools for growth. So, beautiful souls, remember. Your emotional body is a sacred space. Treat it with reverence, explore its depths, and allow it to guide you on your unique spiritual journey. And don't forget to share your insights. Head over to our social media channels, tag us in your stories, and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay radiant, stay connected, and never stop shining your light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.